mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio news.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. RTSA launches single disc for easier verification. 106 marriages registered. In international headlines, Mnangagwa arrives in Beijing to join world leaders. And in sports, Spurs agree season long loan for PSG striker Kolo Muani. And now the news in detail. The Road Transport and Safety Agency, RTSA, has unveiled a new single disc innovation that will simplify the display of motor vehicle requirements by combining road tax, roadworthiness and insurance information on one disc. Speaking in a statement, RTSA Head of Public Relations, Chilufya Mwelwa, says previously motorists were required to display three separate discs on their windshields, but the new system will reduce confusion, enhance verification efficiency, and make compliance checks easier for motorists, law enforcement agencies, and insurance companies. Mwelwa says the initiative will also promote environmental sustainability by reducing paper usage, as all essential tokens will now be printed on a single document and is expected to cut printing costs as well as contribute to a greener future. She says the single disc will improve visibility through windscreens and give vehicles a neater appearance, and verification will also be possible electronically using a QR code embedded on the disc. A total of 1,106 marriages have been registered and legalized by the Lusaka City Council, LCC, in the second quarter of 2025. Speaking in a statement, LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the figures represent a slight decrease of 59 marriages, or 5.1%, compared to the same period in 2024, when 1,165 marriages were legally conducted by the local authority. Ms. Mwamba says to encourage more couples to legalize their marriages, the council has continued with its intensified mass sensitization efforts and public campaigns highlighting the importance of legalized unions.
In the second quarter of 2025, the figure represents a slight decrease of 59 marriages, or 5.1%, compared to the same period in 2024, when 1,165 marriages were legally conducted by the local authority. To encourage more couples to legalize their marriages, the council has continued with its intensified mass sensitization efforts and public campaigns, highlighting the importance of legalized unions. The Lusaka City Council remains committed to supporting the community by providing clear and accessible information on the marriage registration process.
Lufwanyama Council Chairperson Annie Kapandula says Lufwanyama's global reputation for emerald production must match the district's development. She notes that the district's development does not reflect its mineral wealth. She further expressed disappointment with the condition of roads in the district, particularly those leading to mining areas. Kapandula has praised Gizili Mine for attending a local mining endeavor, but has also criticized other mining companies for failing to attend the mining endeavor that is aimed at fostering dialogue.
Ikide kwa lumpu matala, ikide pitile mwanka natala, ishide kuisa matala, ikikiru chonse, ukulangati urufu wa nyama, ekufumo vuvoni.
The United Truck Drivers and Allied Workers Association of Zambia says oil marketing companies cannot sell cheap fuel if they are ordering expensive fuel. Speaking to One Love Radio News Association President Givas Monga in a reaction to the recent increase in the fuel prices, notes that the increase in the fuel price will negatively affect the economy, but that there is need to note the causes of the increase, which include the fuel order price from the suppliers. Mr. Monga says the nation must look at the bigger picture, especially regarding the monthly adjustments of fuel and petroleum products, and ensure that there is a common understanding of the situation.
Once fuel becomes expensive, it means that it will trickle down to a lot of things. Definitely the economy will shake, but at the same time we should look at the bigger picture. All ICs, all marketing companies, all MCs, marketing companies, they cannot sell cheaper fuel when they import expensive fuel. So the balance must be done as they do. Every month they review if there is need to increase, they increase. If there is need to reduce, they reduce. I think by now we should be getting used to it. When they reduce, we celebrate. When they increase, definitely we lament, but we must look at the bigger picture. Who is gaining at this juncture? For now, we are crying. We pray that next month.
A social economist says it is upsetting that Zambia's heavy dependence on imported petroleum products always makes domestic pump prices quite sensitive to shifts or uncertainties in both the exchange rate and global oil market dynamics, especially that there seems not to be enough storage capacities backed by formidable oil contracts. Speaking in a statement, Kelvin Sanga says, surprisingly, even a modest weakening of the kwacha now raises the local cost of petrol and diesel differently, while global premiums are seeming to add some more additional pressure. Mr. Tsanga says the adjustment might be a serious tug of war deemed necessary to sustain the availability of fuel on the market following market players' tricks and sell games that were exercised that led to the artificial shortages.
We also have a getting impact on it, the operations as well as management of things. SME may tend to adjust pricing or absorb costs which will be able to affect their profit margins. Now, on the side of what we are seeing in the macroeconomic environment, the inflation context here is that we have recorded a decline in the inflation which has moderately taken to the downward trend, meaning the moderate aspect that we are able to see which is impacting on the inflation might not be the case now. The fuel concept here will be able to trigger an increment that will be able to come forth there, triggering a short-term upward pressure.
Former Zambia Revenue Authority Commissioner General Kingsley Chanda has called on the church to unite the nation and has warned that tribalism, ethnic division and political bitterness is wounding the country. He was speaking when he was officially welcomed into the United Church of Zambia Men's Christian Fellowship during its 2025 annual conference in Kasaka, Kafue, which was officiated by UCZ Bishop Reverend Dr. Lodwell Siame. Mr. Chanda is among 400 men who have been received and jacketed into the Men's Fellowship. He has further called on men to live out their faith by being priests, protectors and providers in their homes, churches and communities.
Let me now turn to an urgent call for unity in our country. Zambia today is wounded, not by war, but by whispers of tribalism, ethnic divisions, and political bitterness. We may speak the same national language, yet walk in different directions. But the church, and especially this fellowship of men, must rise to show that our first identity is in Christ, not in tribe. Our first loyalty is to truth, not faction. Our unity in Christ can heal what politics has divided. I repeat, our unity in Christ can heal.
And just now we took a break. Do stay tuned for international and sports news.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Informed all day long. That's the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter.